Good morning, everybody. It's Mr. Lane here with today's Tuesday English News Report. This report talks about the Chinese who have contributed to in British society over the last 400 years. There's an institute called the Ming-Ai Institute based in London, which is collecting stories from people who have migrated to Britain and contributed to my society. So the title of the broadcast today is the Chinese in Britain, Personal Tales of a Journey to a New Land. Today, 400,000 ethnic Chinese call Britain home, but their 325-year history of labour contributions to the UK, from being 17th century seamen to establishing London's world-famous Soho Chinatown, have often gone undocumented and unnoticed. Some of their stories are below. In 1685, Jesuit priest Michael Alphonsius Shen Fu Chung became the first Chinese person on record to visit Britain. While he was in the country, he went to work cataloguing Chinese language books for the Bodleian Library in Oxford. Since then, hundreds of thousands of Chinese sailors, chefs, students, doctors, laundrymen and women, artisans and others have contributed much to British society, although this has gone largely undocumented. Their cultural influence is everywhere, from menus featuring chicken chow mein and sweet and sour pork dishes to the consumption of herbal teas and the use of loan words such as ketchup, literally tomato sauce, and chop chop. Long time no see? That's Chinese syntax. In 2012, the Ming-Ai London Institute, supported by the Heritage Lottery Fund, began a 3-year oral history project collecting information about the Chinese people who settled in the British Isles. When the project ends, about 90 residents of Chinese heritage would have been interviewed. Their stories are being published online at the Chinese Workforce Heritage website. So that's www.britishchineseheritagecentre.org.uk, and will feature in exhibitions shown across Britain from next year. As stories emerge, one of which follows, this marvellous resource promises to redefine both other people's understanding of the Chinese diaspora and that community's perception of itself. Chan Yu, 93, seaman. I was 19 when I started sailing to Hong Kong with a Dutch shipping company. China was already at war with Japan. I first came to Britain in 1941. I was working below deck and my job was as a stoker. I would wake up at 6 o'clock every morning for work, 2 shifts of 4 hours each. I was responsible for getting the engines running. I had to fuel them. It was very hard work because the firebox blew out hot air and the hold became very hot. Later, I worked as the ship's chef and cooked for the crew. I cooked Western food, fish and chips, and Chinese food, dumplings and stir fries. There were dozens of workers on board from all over the world, including Indians, Africans, and Chinese. When not working, my Chinese workmates liked to play mahjong or poker. The ship's beds were separated into upper and lower bunks, 2 people per bunk. One room had more than 10 people in it. Clothes would be washed twice a day, and we had to bathe daily because the ship was very hot and dirty. Okay, what do you think? So now Stanley Wong from 5D is going to give us his opinions about Chinese working overseas.
There's an old Chinese saying that goes, where there is seawater, there are Chinese. There are more Chinese around the globe than other ethnic groups. For the past few centuries, millions of Chinese people have migrated to different parts of the world like the USA, UK, Japan, Canada, Malaysia, and so on, for business, studies, jobs, or to stay away from disaster or simply for a better future. Being thousands of miles away from home and their families, and in a complete new and hostile environment, the Chinese have had to fight for their survival. They face tremendous difficulties, such as being discriminated by the locals, being exploited, sickness, and they have to work almost non-stop. But they never lose faith. Their hard work has contributed to the local development. The gold rush in USA and the development in Canada are examples of the hard work done by the Chinese. Unfortunately, their contribution was not recognized. Their bitterness and toughness lies deeply in their hearts. From them, we can notice the spirit of the Chinese, the eagerness to survive, to overcome difficulties, and to contribute silently.
Well, understanding. That was very good. Now, the vocabulary exercise obviously is on the other side of the page. I would like to just check the pronunciation with Stanley now. So I'll read the word and then Stanley can repeat it. The first word is ethnic.
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 Thank you, Stanley. Consumption.
Consumption.
Good. Stoker.
Stoker.
Contributions.
Contributions.
Heritage.
Heritage.
Crew.
Crew.
Chef.
Chef.
Yeah, notice the CH there is pronounced like SH because it's a French word and we use the French pronunciation, so we say chef. Good. Emerges.
Emerges.
Artisans.
Artisans.
Diaspora.
Diaspora.
Perception.
Perception.
Okay, thank you very much. Have a great week. Goodbye.